let me just take a few moments here, and then Pastor Arnold, I'm going to have you come and lead us in our giving and close out our time. There's two passages of scripture, two verses that I just want to read, and I want to just talk for a few moments. It's in Ephesians 6, verse 2 and 3. It says, "Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, that you may live long in the land." I want you to think about that for a moment. It says, "Honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you, that you may live long in the land." That's a pretty strong connection, isn't it? Honor your mother and father so you'll live. I'm paraphrasing. Honor your parents so you'll live long, or you'll live well. But it's also in John chapter 19 and 26, 27. It says this, "When Jesus then saw his mother," it's at the time Jesus is on the cross. It says, "When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby," and that disciple was John, "he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold your mother.' From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household." There's something about honoring our parents. There just is. It's just right. And in the times in which we live, it can be very challenging because our culture has so changed and the family unit has so changed. But I want to take a moment, and I really want to honor those of you that are mothers, either by biological birth or spiritual birth. Those of you that have been mothering, even though you may not be the biological mother. Those of you that have cared for sons and daughters who may not be your biological children. But those of you who have become that mothering figure to your grandchildren. The dynamics are multifaceted. And so it makes it a little challenging, and I always find, and I've said it before, trying to contextually make it all fit in the context of worship and Mother's Day, Father's Day, all those kind of things that we build into it. But I don't want to take away from this moment of honoring you ladies and saying thank you. When I say that, now I'm talking to all of the women that are here. Well, last year I read this particular piece and made these points, and I want to make a couple of them now to help us understand, help you understand that I understand the gravity of a day like today and how it can be conflicting for many. Mother's Day in today's culture often brings with it a few mixed emotions. The idyllic imagery of motherhood doesn't always match up with the reality of life or the times in which we live. The reality that the relationships involved with motherhood are often far more complicated than we would wish. There is the sting of emptiness. Mother's Day can be hard for those without children, who have birthed a child, but the children have since been adopted. Those who have buried their children, and those who have experienced abortion. Those who have desire to be a mother but are not. The emptiness can sting hearts as they watch happy families celebrating their beloved mothers and they feel painfully left out. It can cause many to journey into the dark hallway of the why me. While it may seem simplistic, God fills all empty spaces and all empty places. He sees all hurt, and he really does care. there's thoughts of mistakes made. There are mothers that perhaps have not been able to embrace the task with excellence. Sometimes life circumstances and baggage pull women's hearts in ways that make them unable and sometimes unwilling to give love, attention, to care for their children. But God's mercies are new every morning. And God can bring healing and forgiveness in any situation. We must learn to walk in God's love, in God's grace. It must never be afraid to ask for help. In today's times, we need the benefit of our senior ladies to help the younger. And while I think we've done well in some areas, I want us to do even better to bridge that gap. All that God has intended to do for the health of his body is in the body. Would you say amen? There can be the sorrow of over estranged or rebellious children. Many parents struggle under the heaviness of heart that accompanies children who've gone astray. Some women who have been successful in every area in their life become utterly paralyzed with grief because of a grown child's drug addiction, abandonment of their family, or other hurtful choices. Many grandparents are raising their grandkids because their own children have been unable, and I might add, aunts and uncles are raising children. And there is good that can come from any situation, but it isn't without grief for the grandparents or extended parents. I know what I'm saying to you is pretty sobering, but this is our reality, and this is truth in our lives. We must remember that in every situation, God is sovereign. God is sovereign. And he's able to turn the hearts of the kings. If he's able to turn the hearts of the kings, we keep praying and we keep believing. Those of us that are parents, we know what it's like to watch our children make choices and decisions that we're not pleased with. And yet we also know the power of prayer and have watched God move in incredible ways to turn the hearts of our children to him. And he's still doing that even today. Would you say amen? For some, there's the sadness, even resentment over a mother who wasn't a mom. There are kids who have been left out on street corners by their mom or dumped with strangers. The pain from abandonment, rejection, and abuse can affect you long into adulthood. We must pray for divine intervention within the family unit. This is reality. You don't get to pick your mom. You don't get to pick your dad. As parents, we don't get to pick our kids. Jesus. And the reality is, no one is perfect. So we're guaranteed to hit some bumps in the road and some challenges. We can choose to be disappointed and bitter with life's lot, or we can hold onto hope that God is up to something good. We simply need to fall on our knees and continue to pray, believing that He not only hears, but He answers prayer. I want to acknowledge Pastor Marisa, the mother of our children. And thank you. You're a wonderful woman, a wonderful woman of God. Wonderful wife and an extraordinary mother. You have saved our children. Oftentimes for me, you've been a constant. And I take this time to honor you and acknowledge you publicly. And I love you. Happy Mother's Day. I want to acknowledge my mother-in-law, Ernestine Minifield. I'm so grateful to God for you, but through you He gave me a wonderful wife. I thank God for you. I thank God for your love, for God. Your love for people. And Marisa is who she is because of what you instilled in her. And I'm grateful to have you in my life and in our lives in this season of your life. And I honor you. And I love you. I want to acknowledge the mothers from the most senior. What mothers here, 80 and over? Let me see. Age, if you're 80 or older, lift your hands. 80 years or older. Is that just? Did you raise? I was going to say something you ain't been telling us. So in 70, mothers, 70 years. That's our senior wisdom right there. Our seniors right there, that's experience. And there's more in our house, we do know that. Who's our youngest mom here? Come on, don't be shy, it's okay. Who's the youngest mom? Huh? Is Tanya? Jessica is our youngest mom. We have generations. We have generations. And I believe as a church, as the body of Christ, we have the opportunity to be what we need to be to one another in this season. Now, whose little baby is this right here? So how old is she? 7 weeks. So that's, okay, so that's the newest one here. Well, glory to God. Congratulations, Mom. How you doing with it? Great? That's good. I want to say to all of the women, you are God's gift. You are God's gift. Never let anyone or anything move you from that. You are God's gift. From the beginning of time, the creation of man, God had always intended the woman to be a part. I want to tell you that Eve was not an afterthought. Do you hear me? Because if she was an afterthought, then that means God doesn't know everything. It means He had to think when, okay, this ain't quite working. I need to do something. Now, I know how it reads in the context of the scripture, but Eve was not an afterthought. and neither are you. I want to tell you that all of your worth is in God and who He created you to be. All of your worth is in God and who He created you to be. The more you line up with Him, the more you recognize your worth. Marriage doesn't complete you. It just doesn't. God completes all of us. All of the scriptures speak of women, women of God, down through the generations, a part of God's plan. When God came to Abraham, there was Sarah. She was faithful to walk out purpose and destiny with her husband. When God finally sent them into the promised land, there was Rahab, who God would use to set up the entry of His people into the promised land. And then there's Ruth, who demonstrated incredible loyalty and was rewarded by God because of her loyalty. In the context of church life and ministry, but not only that, women are some of the most loyal people in the earth. Some of the most valuable people. And oftentimes the most valuable person in the family unit. In corporate America, in any organization, you dig down deep enough, you're going to find women who are part of the sustainability of it all. When God set judges in place, there was Deborah. She was a leader and an encourager. When the plot came to destroy the Jews, there was Esther, rightly positioned at the right time. God used her to save a nation. When God needed a prophet in the earth that would speak His word so much in line that it says not one word He ever spoke would fall to the ground, there was Hannah, who sought God with tears and said, "If you bless me with a child, I will dedicate him to you." God gave him Samuel, gave her Samuel. And when it came time for the birth of our Lord and Savior, there was Mary, the mother of Jesus. Whether you've ever given birth or not, your ability to give birth is a gift from God. It's a gift from God. I have found that in now 20 years of as a senior pastor, it's amazing. Because you can call a prayer meeting, And you know who shows up? Five to one, 10 to 1, the women. What does that say? Now, we could say it says something negative about men, but I'm not trying to go there. The point that I want to make is this. You are some of the most reliable, resourceful people on the planet. All of you fit that class of Wonder Woman. Y'all see that movie Wonder Woman? How many of y'all seen the movie Wonder Woman? No. You ain't seen it? Don't worry. Okay. I'm really done. Then I'm going to pray for you. There's one scene in Wonder Woman where they come to this battlefield. On the other side of the field is the enemy, and there's this bunker that they're in. And the men in the bunker say, "We can't get to that other side because you run. If you go out there, you're going to get shot. There's no cover." But Wonder Woman is so focused on her mission, so focused on her goal, that she jumps out of that bunker and starts running towards the enemy with her shield. And she's running, and the bullets and the bombs are hitting. And then all of a sudden, all the guys realize she's holding off the enemy. And then they all jump up and run out together behind her and make it to the other side. For all of you ladies under the sound of my voice, I know that all over the country, mothers are being focused on. And again, happy Mother's Day. But I'm talking to all of the women now, that you were born with purpose and destiny in mind. Your worth, hear me now, your worth isn't in birthing a child. Now hear me. Your worth is in fulfilling who He created you to be. I want to say that again because I need you to leave encouraged. Your worth didn't start when you gave birth to a child. It started long before that. And you may have been one who's never given birth to a child. Your worth is in God and all that He created you to be. For some of you, your childbearing years are over. You've raised your kids and some others, and God is saying it's time to do something different. My prayer is that whatever that difference is for you, you're able to walk in that, and you're able to walk that out. I'm trying to just take a moment and expand our perception, so that we don't stay locked in just the culture, but recognizing the kingdom. The calling on your life is multifaceted. Motherhood is a part of it, and a wonderful part of it. But I call you to attention concerning all that He's purposed to do in you.